Thanks for calling the customer service. My name is Shara. How may I help you?
Hi, yeah. I recently bought a headlamp there. And I looked at the battery case, and I never seen a battery like this. Can you tell me what's up?
All right. I'd be more than happy to assist you today with that inquiry. Can you provide me with your zip code?
It's 03431.
All right, and may I have your first and your last name?
Yes, Peter Moses.
You said Peter Moses?
Moses, yeah, M-O-S-E-S.
Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Yes.
I am Motes, M-O-T-S.
M-O-S-E-S.
Okay, Peter, I'm not locating you, so give me just a few moments, okay? All right, Peter, do you happen to know the last four digits of the card number that was used once you placed this order?
Yeah, 7759, I believe.
All right, and let me see. All right, could it be possibly in another name?
No, it's under my name, and I can tell you, let me look up the credit card I got here. Let's see. It's kind of slow here. Yeah, it's under my name, and, I use, let me see, I use, here we come now. I use the credit card.
All right, sir, do you go by Pete?
Yeah, Peter, Pete, Moses.
Pete Cruz. All right, Pete, can you validate your mailing address?
It is 21 Kennedy Drive, Keene, New Hampshire. 03431.
All right, Pete. I'm not getting that address.
It's under Peter Moses in the credit card I used. I got it right here. Let me see. 7759, and it says right here. Let's see.
Okay. So, Pete, I do see an account for Pete Cruz, but that address that you provided me with is not the address that's on this account.
Pete who?
Pete Cruz.
No, it's Moses, M-O-S-E-S. Last name, yeah. I'm just trying to validate the credit card I did use, so you can have that, yeah.
All right, so I'm not finding Peter Moses, nor am I finding you by the zip code. All right, can you provide me with the first 6 digits of your card number that was used?
Here it is. I couldn't find the card. It's 5, the last 4 numbers, 5582, and it said right here, it says Aldra Maiden so long as Florida 695 what it paid, right? Now can you find it?
No, I still haven't located your account, sir. All right, and what's the first 6 digits of your card number?
I hang on, let me get them for you.
Okay.
All right. Trying to find out what type of berry compartment you have here.
All right, Peter, and you say you have a headlamp, correct?
All right, the number is 5466-1600-4583-5582.
All right, give me just 2 moments.
Did you find it?
No, sir, not yet. I'm still looking for it for you. Give me just 2 more moments.
Well, maybe you don't have to find it. Could you just tell me why the battery pack and the headlamp is strange?
All right, sir, so you say you want to know what kind of battery that the headlamp needs?
The headlight.
Headlight?
Yeah, the Ross light, the headlight there. Because I tried the AA and the AAA, and it's really long. They don't fit in there. I never seen nothing like it.
All right, so let me see. I'm trying to look that up for you, okay?
I think it was a Ross light on, I think.
Okay, so Peter, I have tried to locate your account with your name that you gave me, the first 6 digits of your card number and the last 4 digits of your card number. Do you happen to have a phone number that may be associated with your account?
Yeah, 603-357-3479.
All right, and nothing is coming up with that one either. So, okay, was it the Roboss headlamp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so give me just a few moments. And you want to know what kind of battery?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all right, Peterson, let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
All right, Peter. So what it is, it looks like it requires a lithium battery.
Lithium.
A lithium battery.
And where would they get that?
All right, it's a lithium ion battery. Do you happen to have a piece of pen and a paper so you can write this information down?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I go ahead.
All right, it's lithium, Li,
Yep.
TH, IUM.
Thiul.
UM.
UM, yep.
Ion, ION.
IO. And yep.
18650.
18650, yep.
Three point seven V.
Say again now.
3.7 V.
Three, what?
Point seven.
Or is it a period? Seven,
Period seven,
yeah.
B.
B, as in boy,
No,
okay.
V, as in Victor.
B, all right. Where do I get one?
They should have them in, I guess, like
The what?
stores like Lowe's or Walmart.
Yeah. And I never seen it before.
You just go in the store and just show a worker what I ask you to write down, and they should be able to take you straight to the battery.
What is the possibility if this doesn't work, me returning it?
Sir?
Could I return it if it don't work out?
Yes, you can.
And what's the process there?
What is what?
What is the process of me returning it?
Oh, you ask, can you return it? No, we're not accepting any returns right now.
Oh, really? I cannot return it.
No. Now, the battery, you may be able to return the battery wherever you buy it from. Just keep up your receipt. But as in
Yeah.
the product itself, no, sir, we're not accepting any returns.
Really? But so if you can you tell if I'm canceled for the registration there? You know how when you buy a product, you're automatically going like the $49 a year prescription or something?
Sir, could you repeat that?
You know, when you buy a product, you automatically register for a prescription or something. You become a member.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me if I'm canceled? I don't want that. You follow me?
All right, yes, sir, I definitely am. I hear you, but I'm not 100% sure because I'm not even able to locate your account right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. So what do I do? I mean, you know, I called this like my fourth time calling in, and I remember I called before, they found it, no problem.
All right, so definitely try to check your bank statement. And on your bank statement, it should have a certain number or the exact number to call.
Yeah, I am hearing now. You know, it does. Let me see, hang on. Now, what... Now, the number that it's given me is, the Merchandise Direct Marketing Community Subscription. Now, I'm wondering if for money, it says the phone number is 855. 431-7192. Is that you?
No, sir, I'm not sure. Just dial that number just to be on the safe side.
Say again?
No, sir, I'm not sure, but just dial that number just to be on the safe side.
Okay. That's what I'll do. Okay, I'll call back.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.